From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome once again to our Gospel program. We're glad you've joined with us around the Word of God. John chapter 4 is where we will be looking this morning. Our topic is the Savior and the sinful woman of Samaria. We'll read some verses from the beginning of the chapter 4 in just a moment. Before I do that, I would like to remind our listeners of our program tonight at 9 o'clock. I will be continuing our study of the topic, A Concern for the Unconcerned, which is directed at Christians and is intended to stir us all up to be concerned for our unconverted friends. I will also play another extract from a sermon I preached just before the holidays on the subject of homosexual clerics. It's entitled, God's Word Dethroned and Man's Opinions Enthroned, and is based on the text, Romans chapter 1, verse 25. Now, I have already had a number of requests for the free tape of this sermon. Please make sure of your copy. Just before I play a hymn, the Reverend William McCrae will sing for us, While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. But before we hear that hymn, let me read some verses from John chapter 4, beginning at the verse 3. And he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. May the Lord bless this brief reading from his word. Now here is the Reverend William McCrae singing the hymn, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior.
Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry, while another thou art calling, do not pass me by. Thank you.
of all my comforts, more than life to me. Come abide on earth beside thee, come in heaven bodily.
Turning now, please, to John chapter 4. Our study in this chapter I'm going to entitle The Savior and the Sinful Woman of Samaria. This story stretches right to the verse 42, but we're only going to look at the opening verses this morning. This is one of the loveliest stories in the Bible. Nowhere is the grace of God toward unworthy sinners more clearly set forth. Nowhere is the sovereignty of God and his dealings with mankind more wonderfully displayed, and nowhere is the path the sinner must take from darkness to light, from sin to salvation, more simply set forth. As you know, I do try to touch upon all the major truths that are set forth in the passage that we are dealing with. Therefore, just before we come to the main story of these verses, I would like you to notice one statement found in the verse 6. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There is a little phrase in that verse I have just quoted that sets before us the human nature of the Savior. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. This book of the Gospel of John centers very much upon the deity of the Savior. Does it not start off by telling us that Christ, the Word, was God? John chapter 1 and the verse 1. Throughout this Gospel there are displays of the power and Godhead of Christ. But here we are reminded that Christ had also a human nature. The Shorter Catechism of our church states this truth in this fashion. How did Christ, being the Son of God, become man? Christ, the Son of God, became man by taking to himself a true body and a reasonable soul, being conceived by the power of the Holy Ghost in the womb of the Virgin Mary and born of her, yet without sin. The Savior had a body like ours, with the exception of sin. Like us, he grew from infancy to youth, and from youth to manhood. Like ourselves, he hungered, thirsted, felt pain, and grew weary and needed sleep. He was liable to every sinless infirmity to which we are liable. Is this not full of comfort for those who love and believe in the Savior? Being man as well as God, he knows all about the infirmities we must endure. When he ascended up to his Father's right hand, he did so with a real human nature. And therefore we have an advocate with the Father today, who, as Paul states in Hebrews chapter 4 and the verse 15, is an high priest which can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, for he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. When we cry to him in the hour of our need, at the time of temptation, he is aware of our troubles, because he himself hath suffered being tempted, Hebrews chapter 2 and the verse 18. Christ was wearied with his journey. We are reminded here of the Savior's humility. For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 8 and the verse 9. The humility of Christ is seen in that he travelled as a poor man. He could have ridden as a king on a horse or in a carriage. But our Savior was searching for the lost. Therefore he walked, as did the common people, for it was to them that he came with salvation. It was the sympathetic Christ who sat on Jacob's well at Sychar, and there met the sinful woman of Samaria. In the Old Testament, both Moses and Jacob found their future wives beside a well. So here, a greater than either Moses or Jacob brings a poor sinner into that saving relationship with himself, which is elsewhere likened unto a marriage relationship. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, the verses 25 to 27, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." Perhaps we could consider one more point in what is a preliminary study of this wonderful passage. Christ spoke first. He opened the conversation that led on to this woman's conversion. That is how it always is in God's dealings with sinners. Salvation is of the Lord. It is not of man. The Lord takes the initiative. In the book of Genesis, we have God calling sinful, fallen Adam as he hides from God. That is how it has ever been. The shepherd seeks out the lost sheep, not the sheep seeks out the shepherd. Today I have no doubt that even as this broadcast is going out, the Savior is speaking to someone. He has come to their heart and caused thoughts of eternity to arise. He would have a conversation with you today, dear listener. Listen to what the prophet Isaiah said. "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Isaiah chapter 1 and the verse 18. When God called to young Samuel, the lad replied, "Speak, for thy servant heareth." 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 10. Will you so reply to the voice of God speaking unto you today? Will you say, "Lord, speak to me. I'm ready to hear"? May you do so. And may the words that we have spoken today profit you to the saving of your soul. Please join me again tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.